This is St. Louis Public Radio. The biggest races on the ballot in August are getting all the attention. But a group of seats on the St. Louis Democratic Central Committee could prove to be just as important in the long run. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman introduces us to the young people trying to shape the future of the Democratic Party in the city.
Despite the steamy heat of a St. Louis summer morning, Marty Murray is in a full suit and a signature bow tie as he makes his way up the stairs of a home near Lafayette Park.
Hi, may I speak to Anastasia? Hi, my name is Marty Joe Murray.
Stacy Kistler listens as Murray makes his pitch to be elected the Democratic committeeman from the 7th Ward, which stretches from north of downtown to just near the brewery.
So the platform on which I'm running is transparency, public servitude, and accountability.
Appreciate it. Actually, thanks for running. It sounds like a great option on the ticket.
Oh, I appreciate that.
He exhibited a lot of passion, just coming door to door to introduce himself to residents, to me. And he's also been at our neighborhood meetings. So that means a lot.
Though she's lived and owned a business in the 7th Ward for 5 years, Kistler says she's never met Murray's opponent, the longtime committeeman Brian Wabi. Wabi's a fixture in city Democratic politics. He's been on the Central Committee since 1993 and seems unconcerned about his first contested committeeman race in years.
I really didn't think very much of it. I appreciate that that we got to get young people involved in the process.
But instead of waiting to be invited, a group of young people like Murray are crashing the party.
It is a herd more than it is a group.
Tony Zabrowski is running for committeeman in the 8th Ward, which sits north and east of Tower Grove Park.
You know, we're all moving in the same direction, but good luck getting us to line up into a single file line.
That direction, Zabrowski says, is toward a committee that's more transparent, that supports more progressive policies, that looks like the Democratic Party.
People vote for their friends in St. Louis, and that's 90% male. You really don't have to be more qualified other than having gone to high school with that person.
Though they're unpaid positions, committee men and women actually have a fair amount of power. They help fill vacancies in legislative seats, including on the Board of Aldermen and in Jefferson City. That's why candidates like Rasheen Aldridge want to say he's working to make the transition from protester to politician by running for committeeman of the 5th Ward.
Right now, if you ask me, the Central Committee is very, like, dormant. They don't really do much, but they do have a strong say-so in the way that politics goes. So right now it's just individuals who, you know, go to these monthly meetings but not really involving the community.
Aldridge has one of the toughest races among the quote-unquote herd, which includes about 20 candidates in 12 wards across the city. He's challenging a member of the Hubbard family, which has held seats at the state and local level for years.
But at the end of the day, the response from the people is change.
That push for change has gotten a boost from like-minded Democrats throughout the region. The biggest has come from State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, who's contributed a total of $11,000 to 8 of the candidates.
They give opportunities to many who are voiceless, and they get it, they understand it, and they show up without a bias, and they're open to change.
The money covers the basics like brochures and access to voter data. Chappelle Nadal still wants the candidates to work for the votes. Zabrowski, the candidate for 8th Ward committeeman, says he's confident of victory for himself and his allies.
But ultimately, you can't take back knocking on doors, trying to inspire people, collecting email addresses.
Those are the building blocks, he says, to a coalition with an eye toward future races. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.